Baseball, another edition here at Roger Dean's Chevrolet Stadium, celebrating all the mamas out there. That's right, our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza in full effect. Walter works with you on the call on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. That's right, the series is tied, all even. And this game, we'll see who takes the lead in the series. A big matchup with the 18-13 Cardinals visiting their roommates here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the 18-13 Hammerheads. That's right. All records tied up. Today will be a deciding game in the Florida State League East standings. Any moment now, we're going to be waiting for the national anthem. And here we go.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and direct your attention towards the flag. Time now to honor America. And here to perform our national anthem, Caitlin Casiano.
Oh, Lucy, can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched with so gallantly.
Welcome to the show, folks. That's right, a big matchup here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Walter Works with you on the call, live on MILB.com, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Cardinals come into the game 18-13. Hammerheads at 18-13, all tied in the Florida State League East. Let's go over some lineups for you. And as far as the Cardinals go, leading things off is the center fielder, Chris Rotondo. In the second spot, Alex Artesania playing left field. Michael Curiali in that third spot playing third base. In the cleanup spot tonight, as a designated hitter, Leonardo Bernal. In the fifth spot, we have second baseman Darlene Moquette. In the sixth spot, right fielder Joshua Baez. In the seventh spot, Lisandro Espinoza playing shortstop. In the eighth spot, Carlos Linares playing catcher. And in the ninth spot, Addison Cruz playing first base. On the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Brian Mounts. As far as your hometown Hammerheads, leading off is Ian Lewis at second base. In the second spot, Jordan McCants playing third base. Javier Sanoa batting third. He's the center fielder. Batting cleanup is Jorge Caballero, the left fielder. Batting fifth is Brett Roberts, right field. Christian Robertson's batting sixth, the first baseman. Harrison Spahn batting seventh at short spot. In the eighth spot, Andrew Fernandez, the catcher today for the Jupiter Hammerheads. And in the ninth spot, Sam Prater playing designated hitter. On the mound for the Hammerheads, who are trying to get their 19th win of the season, right-handed pitcher Jacob Miller. So here we go. The series all tied up at two games apiece. The fifth game of this big-time matchup between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. And leading things off, Chris Rotundo. Going up against Jacob Miller. Miller, the 6'1 righty from Baltimore, Ohio. The 19-year-old picked in the second round of the 2022 draft. First pitch to Rotundo, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Rotundo. Big swing and a miss, strike two. So Miller quickly jumping to an 0-2 count. Has the advantage early on Rotundo. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball gets him. A nifty pitch, 76 miles per hour on the gun. And that's the first strikeout of the evening for Jacob Miller. Next up, it's Alex Ardesernia from Staten Island, New York. Ardesernia picked in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. Here comes the 0-1 to Ardesernia. And makes contact, checks his swing right over to third. Should be a routine play, and it is. Nice job there, McCants, to Rodriguez. A quick two outs here in the top of the first. Cardinals and Hammerheads, both coming into this game with an 18-13 record after the Hammerheads picked up the win yesterday. Michael Cariali up next with nobody on. Here comes the first pitch to Cariali. Inside, ball one. And here comes the 1-0. Cariali, big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. And this one outside and away, ball two to Cariali. Count 2-1 to Michael Cariali, who comes into the season with a .390 average, one home run, 20 RBIs, a lot of potential, a lot of talent. We've seen it all on display early on. He's been a 1-2 punch in that lineup with Yeager. I should say a 1-2-3 punch with Yeager and Bernal. Yeager getting a day off as Cariali stays alive, fouls this one. Count's going to stay at 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And a big swing and a miss. And how about Jacob Miller? Two strikeouts in the opening inning. No runs allowed, no hits allowed. A clean slate there in the top of the first. Back at you with the bottom of the first. Walter Wirtz with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, celebrating all the mothers this weekend. It's our Mother's Day extravaganza. Take me out to the vineyard. Oh, yeah. Back for the bottom of the first after this commercial break.
Facial Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Leading off
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the first inning, leading things off for the Hammerheads is Ian Lewis. Lewis playing second base today. Bryson Mounts on the mound for the Cardinals. Lewis showing bunt, quickly pulls away. That's going to be upstairs and away, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Lewis. And this fastball chipped over to the shortstop. That's going to be an easy out number one, Espinoza to Cruz. So Lewis is retired. McCants up next. McCants with a .240 average, one home run, 10 RBIs, nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the first. First pitch, a ball to McCants, 1-0 the count. Breaking ball chipped and fair play. First baseman Cruz going to grab it, step on the bag, that's out number two. So McCants grounds out. That brings up Sanoa in that three spot. Mounts on the mound today. Bryson, the 6'4 lefty from San Diego, California, picked in the second round of the 2022 draft, went to San Diego, facing Javier Sanoa. With two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the first. First pitch, a breaking ball, 87 miles per hour, called strike. Sanoa from Venezuela. Picked up as a free agent in 2019. Here comes the 0-1. Makes contact right over to short. Should be an easy play for Moquette. Moquette to Cruz. And that's out number three. 1-2-3. Down they go. Walter works with you live on MILB.com on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Top of the second coming up. You know we're going to do it, but after this commercial break.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the second inning, Leonardo Bernal leading things off. Palm Beach Cardinals trying to get things rolling here in the top of the second. Jacob Miller on the mound. Miller had two strikeouts in the first inning. And next pitch called a strike. Now it goes to 1-1. And making contact is Bernal, but then drops to the floor. Might have hit himself with the contact there. Bernal slowly getting back up, steps outside the box, trying to get himself together. Might have foul tipped the ball off of himself. That's what looks to have happened. Counts 1-2 to Bernal, who has a .329 average, 2 home runs, 13 RBIs on the season. Checks his swing. It's going to be low and downstairs. Count goes 2-2. Bernal, who mostly pays Clatcher, has had a tremendous season both behind the plate and on offense. Good eye there by Bernal. Count's going to go 2-2, that pitch inside. Bernal from Panama City, Panama, picked up as a free agent in 2020, the 19-year-old righty. Makes contact, dribbles it, and it's going to be a foul ball. Bernal still looking in a little bit of pain. Awaiting the 2-2 pitch from Miller. Here we go. And making contact is Bernal. That's going to be fair. Juggling it around is the first baseman, Rodriguez, but he's able to get it back to Miller, the pitcher, who steps on the bag for an out. So that's out number one. Bernal retired on a ground ball. That's going to bring up Darlene Moquette, .254 average on the season, 4 RBIs. Moquette from Bonny, Dominican Republic, picked up as a free agent in 2018. He's playing second base today. Counts 1-0 to Moquette. Here we go. And this one just catches the outside corner. Moquette not happy with the call. Could have gone either way from this view in the booth. Regardless, it's a 1-1 count now. Here comes the 20th pitch of the evening from Miller. Breaking ball outside and away, ball two. And Moquette makes contact. This one's popped all the way up in the air, staying in the infield and getting it easily is the shortstop, Harrison Spahn. So a quick 2 outs, Bernal and Moquette retired. Up next is the big-time prospect in Joshua Baez. He would like to get things going, batting .213. Just 1 home run and 12 RBIs. He's playing right field today. Right field has been flip-flopped all season long between Juan Bincho and Javier Baez. Bincho getting the day off today. Baez, a much-touted prospect from Boston, Massachusetts, 6'4", 230-ish. Talk about power. The righty picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Counts 1-1 to Baez. Here comes the pitch from Miller. Outside, just misses the corner. Count goes 2-1 to Baez with nobody on in 2 outs. Here comes the 2-1. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes even, 2-2. Jacob Miller looking for his third strikeout early on. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And outside and away in the dirt. Nice job by Fernandez getting in front of it. Count goes full. Full count all across. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 balls. 2 outs. Here comes the 3-2. And Baez makes contact. Popped all the way up in the sky. Tracking it down is the right fielder. An easy out number 3. Roberts tracking it down in the outfield. And just like that, we're heading towards the bottom of the second inning. No hits yet, no runs. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. live on MILB.com, celebrating all the mothers out there. That's right, our Mother's Day extravaganza. We'll be back for the bottom of the second after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org.
Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles,
and welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the second inning, Jorge Caballero, who's had an outstanding season thus far. He's playing left field today. He's up next. Pitch from Mounts, called a ball outside. Count goes 1-1 to Caballero. And checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Count goes to 1-2. Caballero from Caracas, Venezuela. 6-1, the righty. Picked up in 2016 as a free agent. Here comes the 1-2 to Caballero. And this one just misses the outside corner of the plate. Count goes even 2-2. And here comes the 2-2. Caballero makes contact right over to short. That's an easy play for the Cardinals defense. Espinoza to Cruz, out number one in the books. Up next is the right fielder, Brett Roberts, who comes into the game with a 250 average, no dingers, 8 RBIs, playing right field for the Hammerheads. Roberts from Atlanta, Georgia, picked in the 16th round of the 2022 draft. First pitch to Roberts. Ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Roberts. Makes contact, fouls it behind home plate. 1-1 goes the count. One count to Roberts. Nobody on. One out. This one outside. Count goes 2-1. Awaiting the 2-1 pitch from Mounts. Outside again, count goes 3-1. And the next pitch, called a strike, count goes full. And Roberts makes contact, but it goes foul. Count remains full with one out here in the bottom of the second. No hits yet for either team. Mounts approaching his 18th pitch. And this one inside. He called it a strike, the umpire. It it's going to be challenged. And he's out of there. So Roberts loses the challenge. He goes down on strike. And that's Mount's first strikeout of the evening. That's going to bring up Christian Rodriguez. First pitch to Rodriguez outside, ball one. Next pitch to Rodriguez outside as well, ball two. Count goes to 2-0. And making contact is Rodriguez, diving to get it and throws it away after a nice grab. Moquette, the throw after to Cruz, just wasn't catchable. It's going to be ruled as a hit because Rodriguez made some nice contact there, pure hitting. So he gets on with a base hit. Moquette, even though he had a shot at it, probably shouldn't have. A nice defensive play, just couldn't close it out with a throw. So with two outs, runner on first, Spahn with the first opportunity in this game by both teams to bring a run home. First pitch to Spahn, Mounts delivers, strike one. Here comes the next pitch. Inside, ball one. And Spahn making contact. Foul ball. Count remains 1-2. Counts 1-2 to Harrison Spahn with two outs. The runner's going to go. Spahn makes contact. Popped up all the way upstairs, but it's in the infield and an easy out number three. Nice job by Espinoza tracking it down. So Spahn is retired on a pop-up. Just one hit, the first hit of the game. We're still all tied up. Nothing, nothing. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com. And that's right, we'll be back for the bottom of the second inning on this Mother's Day weekend extravaganza in Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We'll be back for the top of the third. I'm sorry, that's where we're at. Top of the third. And we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the third inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network for this fifth game of the series between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. Espinoza, he's up, rips this one, towards the warning track, and a nice grab there on the dirt. Holy moly. Nice grab there by Caballero. Just a couple of inches from the wall. A loud out number one. And I lost my pen, so I can't update my scorecard there, but very nice play in the outfield. So Espinoza retired. Linares up next. Here comes the 1-1 to Linares. This one outside. Ball two. Two-one count. Linares makes contact, shoots it in the gap, and right there to get it, a nice defensive play. Roberts gets in front of it. And Linares has to stay at first. So a stand-up single for Linares. One out. He's on first. Addison Cruz up next. Here comes the first pitch to Cruz, strike one. Here comes the 0-1 to Cruz. And a big swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Count 0-2 to Addison Cruz. Jacob Miller on the mound for your Hammerheads. Cruz makes contact, fouls it right in front of the Cassidy Cool Zone. Don't forget John C. Cassidy, CassidyAC.com for all your air conditioning needs. The Cassidy Cool Zone has been a staple at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And we stand by the best guys in the biz when it comes to your air conditioning needs. CassidyAC.com, don't forget it. Counts 1-2 to Addison Cruz. Here we go. And this one outside and away, getting in front of it, is Fernandez. Count goes 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Miller checking the runner at first. Linares getting back safely. Carlos Linares on first, the catcher for the Cardinals. He got on after a single. One out here, top of the third inning. Here comes the 2-2. Makes contact. Cruz, a throw to second. Is it enough for a double play? And it is. What a defensive effort. Spawn to Lewis. Lewis to Rodriguez, and just like that, two quick outs. One hit apiece, but no runs yet. Bottom of the third inning coming up. Happy Mother's Day weekend, folks. That's what we're doing today at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Take me out to the Vineyard. That's right. Wine and baseball all night long for the mamas out there. We celebrate you and everything you do. Walter works with you on the call. Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back. That's right. Bottom of the third inning coming up after this commercial break.
Wake up and text.
Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the show, folks. Andrew Fernandez, the catcher for the Hammerheads, leading things off here in the bottom of the third inning. Game all tied up, 0-0. First pitch from Mounts. Fastball at 92 miles per hour, called strike one. And the second pitch to Fernandez outside. Count goes 1-1. Mounts approaching his 28th pitch. Here it goes. Fernandez makes contact, but right over to the center fielder Rotundo. A quick out number one. That's going to bring up Prater. Prater up next. On deck is the leadoff man, Ian Lewis. First pitch to Prater, ball one. Counts 1-1 to Sam Prater. He's got no hits yet, no home runs, no RBIs. What a shot by Prater. A couple of feet from the warning track, but right there to get a glove on it is Artesania. So Prater retired on a loud pop out over there in left field. That's going to bring up Ian Lewis. Lewis popped up his last time out. Nobody on, two outs. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. A lot of talent and potential when you look at Lewis, the 20-year-old switch hitter. I mean, that's a skill set you can't deny. From the Nassau Bahamas, picked up in 2019 as a free agent. And Lewis checks his swing. He went strike two. Here comes the 1-2 to Lewis. Bottom of the third inning. Nothing tie. Hammerheads, after winning last night's game in dramatic fashion, improving to 18-13. Cardinals also come into this game 18-13. Deadlocked in a tie for the top spot in the Florida State League East. Next pitch inside to Lewis. Count goes full. Full across the scoreboard. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the third inning. Mounts approaching his 37th pitch of this Saturday night. Here comes number 37. Lewis makes contact. Stays alive. Foul tipping it behind home plate. Here comes the 3-2 to Lewis. And a breaking ball at 87 miles per hour just misses. And the speedy Lewis gets onto first on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo, choo, choo. How do you like that? Mount still sitting on one strikeout. 38 pitches in the books. 22 of them strikes, 16 of them balls. McCants makes contact, charging towards the warning track, not able to get to it, bounces over the wall. That is a stand-up double for Jordan McCants. Ardesenia was charging back towards the warning track, nowhere near it, and the ball takes a friendly bounce over the wall. How about that? So McCants on second with the double. Lewis moves over to third. That's going to bring up Javier Sanoa. So Sanoa up next with an opportunity to bring some runs home. Count 1-0 to Javier Sanoa. Lewis on third, McCants on second. Game all tied up, nothing. The first threat of the game, even though we got two outs. Sanoa fouls this one behind home plate. Count goes even, 1-1. Hammerheads trying to get their 19th win of the season, trying to take sole possession of first place in the Florida State League East. Runners on second, runners on third. Here we go, Mounts against Sanoa. Sanoa makes contact, Curiali trying to get a handle on it. What a throw over to first to Cruz, and that's out number three. So no runs come home, even though the Hammerheads were able to get two hits. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And today we're celebrating all the mothers out there. That's right. Thank you to all you mamas. It's our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. And what a game we have in store. The Cardinals and the Hammerheads, they've been going at it all week long. Who's going to take the lead in the series? We're going to find out, and we're going to keep it going. That's right. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning, but you already know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the fourth inning. And we got a stand-up single to start the inning. How about that? Rotundo leading things off with a single. He gets on to first, his first hit of the evening. Alex Ardesenia up next. Nothing tie, two hits apiece. Ardesenia makes contact right there to second. Rotundo out at second. Lewis decided to throw over to Spahn at second base to get Rotundo out. Ardesenia, though, gets to first. So on a fielder's choice, the speedy Artesania on first. Michael Curiali up next. One out. Counts 0-1. Curiali batting 386. One home run, 20 RBIs. Always dangerous is Curiali at the plate. Artesania going for second, and he's easily going to get there. No throw attempt over at second. Easily stealing the bag. A lot of speed in Alex Artesania. He shows it there. And now the Cardinals have an instant threat on the bags here. Counts 1-1 to Curiali, this one away. Curiali, the player of the week, getting the award for the second time this season already. Michael Curiali has been impressive. Counts 2-2 to Curiali with one out. And the thing about Curiali is you look at his talent, you look at his potential, and he's just an all-around good baseball player. Let's start with third base. Let's move on to the offense. Not just hitting the ball, but also the on-base percentage. Here comes the 2-2 count to Curiali. Artesania on second. Curiali making contact, but that one goes foul. Count remains even, 2-2. A beautiful day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thank you so much for joining us. Walter Wirtz with you on the call. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. Jacob Miller on the mound for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 2-2 to Curiali. And Curiali makes contact, but he's staying alive like John Travolta. That's right, foul tipping that one. Count remains even at 2-2. So a 2-2 count, one out. Bottom of the third inning here, top of the fourth inning. And this one upstairs and inside, count's going to go full, 3-2. So this is nothing Curiali isn't used to. With a great on-base percentage, productivity every time he's up to bat. Here comes the 3-2 to Curiali. Curiali makes contact. This one is shot in the gap. Artesania is rounding third. We might have our first run at the game. No play at the plate. And that's an RBI double for Michael Curiali. It's Curiali time. How do you like that? The player of the week coming through, supplying the first run for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and the Cardinals are on top 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. I told you, it's nothing that Curiali is not used to. He's just very good in these situations. And you always have that 1-2-3 punch. Today it's a 1-2 punch with Yeager getting the day off. Now you got Bernal with one out and Curiali on second. Here we go. Miller to Bernal. Counts 1-1 to Bernal. One out. Cardinals have taken the quick lead, 1-0. Pitch clock ticking. 6-5. Here comes the pitch. Just misses inside. Count goes 2-1 to Bernal. So something that we've gotten used to if you're a part of the Cardinals faithful. Curiali getting on base, whatever it takes, and bringing a run home. A nice piece of hitting by Curiali over in the gap, and Bernal right over to the second baseman. That's going to be an easy out number two, Luis to Rodriguez. So Bernal's retired. That's going to bring Darlene Moquette. Curiali was able to get to third. Moquette looking for his first hit of this Saturday night. Curiali on third. Two outs here. Nice breaking ball by Jacob Miller. 78 miles per hour. Right down the middle. Here comes the 0-1 to Moquette. Curiali on third. Cardinals on top, 1-0. And this one outside and away. Count goes 1-1. A hit brings Curiali in. Miller on the mound facing Moquette. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And makes contact but rips it foul. Right on top of the roof of the Cassidy Cool Zone. So the count goes 1-2 to Moquette. Curiali on third. Two outs here. Cardinals trying to add to their 1-0 lead. Here comes the 1-2. Outside, count goes even 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Moquette. And dribbles it, but foul. Count remains 2-2. So today's our Mother's Day weekend celebration. And what a jam-packed month of May we have in store for you folks. Don't forget, we got baseball bingo all night long, Silver Slugger Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, $1, $2, $3 beer specials, as this one has popped up all the way in the air in right field, and Roberts gets a glove on it. One comes home here in the top of the fourth, 1-0 Cardinals have the lead, bottom of the fourth inning coming up, Hammerheads have a chance, what's going to happen? Walter Wirtz with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. Saturday Night Baseball celebrating all the mothers out there. We love you. Thank you so much. Back for the bottom of the fourth after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fishell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event, whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event. You will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Fishell Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Little breeze today here at the stadium. No threatening clouds. Cardinals on top, 1-0 with Jorge Caballero leading things off in the bottom of the fourth for your Hammerheads. Making contact there, but foul. Bryson Mounts on the mound for the Cardinals. Here comes the 1-2. This one away, count goes to 2-2. Mounts has one strikeout so far, looking for a second. Caballero makes contact, but it's foul. So I was telling you about our month of May here at the stadium. Don't forget, a wild night out is approaching us Saturday, May 27th, with gates opening at 3 p.m., first pitch at 4 p.m., Tarpons and the Cardinals going at it. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. That's going to be a lot of fun. They usually bring an owl to the games. A friendly owl, I hear. Should be a lot more going on for a wild night out as Caballero pops this one a couple of feet in front of the warning track over at center field. Nice job by Rotundo getting the out. So Caballero's retired on a loud out number one. That's going to bring up Brett Roberts. Roberts struck out his first time up. Here comes the pitch to Roberts, who shows bunt, then pulls away. That's going to be ball one. We'll check your out-of-town scoreboard in a couple of moments, catch you up on what's going on in the Florida State League. Next pitch to Roberts, outside, ball two. Here comes the 2-0 to Roberts. And making contact is Roberts up in the air. It's going to stay in the infield. Should be an easy play there at second for Moquette. And it is. So Roberts is retired on a pop-up. One to nothing lead here for the Cardinals over the hometown Jupiter Hammerheads. Of course, they're roommates here at the Dean. Christian Rodriguez up next. Mounts approaching his 54th pitch of the evening. Rodriguez got on his last time around with a base hit. He's going to get on again with another base hit. Nice piece of hitting there in between Moquette and Espinoza. No chance for them, so Rodriguez on first. Harrison Spahn up next. So Rodriguez with two base hits so far in the game. Early on, putting up some good numbers on offense. Harrison Spahn's up next with a .210 average, three home runs, 12 RBIs for Spahn. Playing shortstop for the Hammerheads. Here comes the 55th pitch of this Saturday night from Bryson Mounts. It's going to have to hold off as he's checking the runner, making sure Rodriguez stays honest over there at first. Getting back to the mound is Mounts, getting his pitch from Linares. Linares behind home plate today for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Runner going. Spahn went after it anyway. Foul tips it. Count goes 0-1. ...0-1 count to Spahn, a runner on first, two outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning, Cardinals holding on to a 1-0 lead. And making contact is Spahn with a nice piece of hitting over the head of Moquette. Baez quickly getting to it, throwing it back into the infield, holding the runners on first and second. So with two outs, Rodriguez gets a single. Spahn follows up with a single. And Andrew Fernandez, the catcher today for the Hammerheads, trying to make something happen. Two outs, though. Mounts can easily get out of this jam if he keeps his composure. The Cardinals know that. Nobody warming up in either pen. Here comes the pitch to Fernandez. And Fernandez makes contact past Moquette. And there's a throw coming home. And he got him at home. What a throw by Baez. What a catch by Linares. And he caught him dead out at home plate. Talk about defense. And the Cardinals hang on to that 1-0 lead to close out the fourth inning. Wowzers. Baez fielded that ball perfectly in right field. A laser shot of a throw over at home. And with the perfect tag was Linares getting the runner. He had no chance but just to slide right into that glove with the ball in it. And that's out number three. What a way to close out the fourth inning. here on this Mother's Day weekend extravaganza at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Oh, you gotta love it. That's right. Top of the fifth inning coming up. We'll see if the Cardinals can add some insurance. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the top of the fifth. You know we're going to do it after this commercial break.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you will feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles...
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the fifth inning, Cardinals... up 1-0 after that beautiful defensive play to close out the fourth inning. Baez with a monster of a throw from right field, throwing out the runner at home. And how oddly enough, it's Baez leading things off for the Cardinals here in the top of the fifth. Goes down in the count 1-2. A lot of power in Baez. From Boston, Massachusetts, the 19-year-old righty, 6'4", 235, picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. Next pitch to Baez, he checks his swing and slowly goes back to the dugout. Not happy with that call, but regardless, that's going to be Jacob Miller's third strikeout of the game. So Baez is retired on strikes. Lisandro Espinoza up next. Espinoza with a 180 average, one home run, 12 RBIs. Looking for his first hit of the evening. Cardinals with a 1-0 lead. Even though they're trailing in hits, they have three hits. Hammerheads have five. Espinoza pops this one over in foul territory, charging over into the Hammerheads bullpen, and able to get the catch in foul territory is Harrison Spahn. So two quick outs here in the top of the fifth. We're just cruising along in this game. Linares up next. He had a base hit his first time up. Miller approaching his 65th pitch of the evening. Here comes number 65. Downstairs and away, ball one. And the next pitch, that's going to be ball two. And Linares makes contact, but foul. Count goes 1-1 to Linares. Miller with three strikeouts on the evening. Here comes the 1-1. Downstairs and away, ball two. And making contact is Linares, but foul. Should I be wearing a helmet in this booth? I heard a loud bang. I don't know. We'll find out. 2-2 the count. Here we go. Miller and Linares. Linares hits it, but foul once again. Everybody, 2-2 the count, even to Linares. Here comes the 70th pitch from Miller. A big hack and a miss. And Linares goes down swinging. And just like that, we have out number three. And that's the fourth strikeout of this Saturday night for Jacob Miller. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, celebrating all the mothers out there. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we love some good baseball. That's what it's about today. All the mothers in the world, especially Jupiter, Florida, out to join us today for some wine and baseball. It's our Take Me Out to the Vineyard event. And man, this stadium is packed. Walter works with you live on MILB.com. A bottom of the fifth inning coming right up. Cardinals hanging on to a 1-0 lead. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the fifth inning. Hammerheads lurking, looming, swimming, trying to take a bite out of these Palm Beach Cardinals. Sam Prater leading things off here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Just a beautiful day here. Celebrating Mother's Day. You know it. I know it. We all have a mom out there that's very special to us. And the moms did come out today. We have a heavily favored female crowd. Very nice to see. Our Take Me Out to the Vineyard event in full effect. Next pitch, a breaking ball called strike. Count goes even, 2-2. It's going to be challenged. And there goes Hammy. Hammy making his rounds around the stadium. He's wearing a special outfit today, a gold hat, gold pants. I've never seen a shark look so good. Here comes the 2-1 to Prater. He foul tips this one. Count goes even, 2-2. Count's full, no outs, nobody on. Just getting things started here in the bottom of the fifth. And Prater, a big swing and a miss. And that's the second strikeout of the evening from outs. Up next is Ian Lewis. Lewis walked his last time up. He's going to try to put the bat to the ball this time around and get a hit. And Lewis, first pitch to him, big swing and a miss, strike one. Counts 1-1 to Lewis. Here comes pitch number 66 of the evening from Mounts. And this one outside. Count goes 2-1. Hammerheads warming up in the bullpen. Might have a new pitcher coming soon. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals bullpen. And this one catches the inside corner of the plate, called strike. Count goes 2-2. So a 2-2 count with one out. Bottom of the fifth. Cardinals come into this game 18-13. Hammerheads also 18-13. This one all the way inside. Count's going to go full. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Lewis makes contact. That's going to be an easy grab, though, at first. Cruz getting a handle on it for two outs. Up next is Jordan McCants, who got a double his last time up. Nobody on. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Hammerheads down just one. Cardinals able to get one across home in the fourth. Making contact, but foul is McCants. Next pitch, downstairs and inside, ball one, count goes 1-1. McCants playing third base for the Hammerheads. Makes contact there, but it goes foul. McCants from Pensacola, Florida. Picked in the third round of the 2021 draft. A lot of stock in McCants. All the faith in the world behind his potential and talent. Looking to see him flourish and develop here at the Dean. And Mounts retires McCants on strikes. So Mounts retires McCants. That's his third strikeout of the evening. And no runs come home yet for the Hammerheads. Cardinals holding on to a 1-0 lead as we approach the top of the sixth inning. Walter Works live on MILB.com. That's right, the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. And we'll be back, top of the sixth inning, coming up after this commercial break.
What do U.S. Kids presents? What do you expect when you're expecting? A teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Top of the sixth inning here. We got a new pitcher, Ike Buxton. He's going to get his repetitions in. Only one inning of work so far early on in this season. So Miller's night is over. Four strikeouts. One earned run on three hits. Not so bad for Miller. So Buxton's on the mound in relief from Sun Valley, Idaho. The 22-year-old righty, 6'3". Picked in the 15th round of the 2022 draft. Quickly up in the count to Addison Cruz, who's leading things off here in the top of the sixth. 0-2 is the count. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And Cruz makes contact right over to second. Should be an easy play, but throws it in the dirt, and not able to get a handle on it is Rodriguez. Lewis was able to clean it up pretty nice, but then the throw in the dirt and not able to get the scoop is Rodriguez. So that's going to be an error. So Cruz is on first after the error. Rotundo, who got a base hit his last time up, is up next. Here in the top of the sixth, nobody out. So here we go, 0-1 count. Cardinals on top, 1-0. Rotundo up to bat. Good eye by Rotundo. That one called a ball. Cruz on first. Rotundo up to bat. Inside, ball two. What's Hammy doing? He's reaching up on the bleachers over here with his golden pants. And everybody's cheering because Hammy is going into a sweep, climbing over the balcony. I mean, this is one crazy shark. Anyway, we got runners on first and second, with Rotundo getting on first after the ball there. Senya, who got on last time from a fielder's choice, a good opportunity here for the Cardinals with runners on first and second. The talented artist Senya up next. Hammy's causing a lot of commotion, but in the good way. And the next pitch to Arasenia is outside, just catches the corner of the plate. Count quickly goes 0-2. And the next pitch downstairs. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Artesania. Runners on first and second. And outside, ball two. If you hear all that noise, Hammy's just causing a friendly ruckus. Climbing up the balconies, going into suites. You gotta love this shark. Artesania foul tips this one. Count remains 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Artesania. Runners on first and second. Big swing and a miss. And Buxton gets a strikeout. So Buxton getting his first strikeout of the evening. And that's going to bring up a golden opportunity here to add some run support. A little bit of insurance, runners on first and second. With Michael Curiali, the Florida State League Player of the Week. He's won the award two times this season, and it's still an early season. Just shows you how impressive Curiali has been. Here we go, runners on first and second. That's Cruz and Rotundo. Here comes the 1-0. Inside, ball two. Two oh count to Curiali. He had an RBI double his last time up. Here comes the 2-0 to Curiali. Trying to pick the runner off at second. Almost a wild throw there. Here comes the 2-0. And this one outside. Count goes 3-0. So a 3-0 count. If Curiali gets on with no hit, the bases would be loaded. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate, strike one. So the count goes to 3-1. Three-one count, one out, top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch to Curiali outside, and we talked about that on-base percentage. He goes to first on a base on balls. So the bases are loaded. And I'm not talking loaded like your favorite baked potato. I'm talking loaded with Cardinals. Cruz on third, Rotundo on second, Curiali on first. We got a meeting at the mound. And the ump breaks up the meeting on the mound. So Leonardo Bernal, who's had a great season, especially with runners on base, he's up next, looking for his first hit of the evening. Cruz on third, Rotundo on second, Curiali on first. Count 1-0 to Bernal. Here comes the 1-0. Bernal looking for his first hit. This one down the middle. Count goes 1-1. One-one count to Bernal. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Cardinals trying to add some insurance. And Bernal makes contact. One's going to come home. They did stop on second, stepped on the bag to get out number two, so Bernal gets on a fielder's choice there. That's going to bring up Darlene Moquette. So Cruz was able to go home. Rotundo is on third. Runner's going to go to second, gets there easily. So Bernal is now on second, Rotundo on third. Two outs here. Moquette up to bat. Cardinals adding one run in this top of the sixth, up 2-0. Pitch clock ticking down, 5-4. This one in the dirt and outside. Count goes 1-1. One won the count to Moquette. And this one in the dirt. Nice job there by Fernandez getting in front of it. Count goes 2-1. Cardinals lead 2-0. Moquette facing a 2-1 count. Pitch clock ticking, 5-4. Makes contact, but foul. Count goes even, 2-2. Two nothing lead for the Cardinals, trying to pile it on here in the top of the sixth. Two outs, though. Runners on second and third. And Moquette, with a good eye, that's going to bring the count to 2-2. Moquette batting 246 on the season, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Bernal on second. Rotundo on third. And a good eye there by Moquette. He takes first base, and the bases are loaded yet again. So what an opportunity here for the big-time prospect, Joshua Baez. Baez from Boston, Massachusetts, picked in the second round of the 2021 draft. And the bases are now loaded. First pitch to Baez, a fastball, 93 miles per hour, strike one. What a situation here at the Dean. Here comes the pitch to Baez, makes contact, but's foul. What a prospect in Joshua Baez. It's moments like this that this Cardinals organization really wants to see him strive. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the sixth inning. Cardinals up 2-0. Here comes the pitch to Baez. Big swing and a miss, and Baez is retired on strikes. What a pitch by Buxton. And just like that, the Cardinals are able to get one across home, improving their lead to 2-0, up two runs as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back for the rest of the sixth inning after this commercial break.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Bottom of the sixth inning, Javier Sanoa leading things off for your Hammerheads. He shows bunt, the hustle to first, and the speedy Sanoa gets to first on a base hit on a bunt. Mounts trying to get to it, was caught off guard by the bunt attempt. And how about Sanoa? A base hit bunt, fundamental baseball. The defense caught off guard and an instant threat on the bags now with Sanoa on first. A lot of speed in the center fielder, Sanoa. You saw it all there. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero, who's looking for his first hit of this Saturday night. It's our Take Me Out to the Vineyard event. That's right, celebrating all the mamas out there. All the mothers worldwide. Wine and baseball, that's what we're offering today at the ballpark. You gotta love it. Here comes the pitch to Caballero. Makes contact. This one's popped all the way up, all the way up. Who's gonna call it? It's in the outfield, and there to track it down is the center fielder, Rotundo, out number one. Up next, we got Brett Roberts, who's looking for his first hit coming into the game with a .242 average, 8 RBIs. He bats in that second spot. A lot of speed if Roberts can get on the bags. You already got Sanoa on first. We do have some action in the Cardinals' bullpen, also the Hammerheads' bullpen. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the pitch to Brett Roberts. This one down the middle, strike one. Rodriguez due up next. He's 2-for-2 on the evening. You know they want to get him up with runners on. Here comes the 1-1. Roberts, a big swing and a miss, strike two. Where's my glass of wine? Do I not qualify? Of course not. We're celebrating all the moms out there today. Our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. Roberts makes contact, charging back towards the warning track and not getting. Yeah, he got to it. I guess Sanoa thought it was going to be fairly hit. But a nice grab out there in center by Rotundo. Retires Brett Roberts. What a turn of events. Everybody thought, at least in the ballpark, that it was going to be an extra base hit. And now there's two outs. Regardless, Christian Rodriguez is up next. He's 2-for-2 on the evening. Sanoa on first. Rodriguez making contact, but it goes foul. Here comes the 0-1 to Rodriguez. Mounts checking Sanoa over at first. Hammy making his rounds all around the stadium today. Don't just come for the baseball and the wine. You got to come out and make friends with Hammy. Next pitch to Rodriguez. Ball one. Hammy having a great time. I've never seen a shark with pants like that. He's wearing golden pants, folks. Golden pants. Have you ever seen a shark with golden pants on? Unbelievable. Only here at the Dean. 1-2 count to Rodriguez. Sanoa on first. Two outs. Sanoa's going. Pitches outside. What a throw! Holy moly, Linares from his knees behind home plate throws out Sanoa at second, who was attempting to steal. And man, he got caught red-handed. Linares, the catcher for your Palm Beach Cardinals, didn't even get up from his knees throwing out Sanoa. Holy moly, what a defensive display today here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium we've seen, at least from the Palm Beach Cardinals, and they keep things going, keeping a two-run lead as we head towards the top of the seventh inning. That's right, Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be back for the top of the seventh after this commercial break.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Bayshell Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working farm. Bayshell Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up.
And we are back, folks. Top of the seventh inning here. Cardinals hanging on to a 2-0 lead here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Our Take Me Out to the Vineyard event in full effect, celebrating all the mothers and everything they do for us, the beautiful women we call mom. Espinoza smacks this one over to third. Nice handle on it. And throwing it over to Rodriguez is McCounts for out number one. So Espinoza grounds out. One out here. Cardinals trying to add some more insurance. They got one run in the fourth, one run in the sixth. A 2-0 lead here at the Dean. And ripping this one to the shortstop. Spahn not able to get a handle on it. But what a recovery by Spahn. And the throw. Rodriguez picks it up, and that's out number two. New pitcher on the mound for the Hammerheads. Two quick outs for him. That's Brady Encarnacion, who's had a great season, a 1.26 ERA, 18 strikeouts in 14 innings of work. Encarnacion from the Dominican Republic, the 6'3 right-hander. 22 years old, picked up as a free agent in 2018. And how about that? Just like that. 1-2-3, Brady Encarnacion in relief. And ladies and gentlemen, we're heading towards the bottom of the seventh. And you know what that means? It's time for a much needed seventh inning stretch. Have some peanuts, enjoy your drink, and let's sing to the music. And how about that, ladies and gentlemen? Take me out to the ball game on my favorite hits list, of course. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Do the Hammerheads have any bite in them? We'll find out back after a commercial break.
Bayshell Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Bayshell Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Bayshell Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at BayshellRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
And we are back, folks. Bottom of the seventh inning. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Christian Rodriguez. He's up. Rodriguez with two hits thus far. And this one outside and away, ball two. A beautiful Saturday evening here in Jupiter, Florida. We're celebrating all the great moms out there as Rodriguez takes one. Gets hit by the pitch. He earned that free ride to first. So Rodriguez has walked, gets hit by the ball, and a little bit of pain, obviously. That's going to bring up Harrison Spahn. He's up next. And what Rodriguez getting on first, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Hammerheads have to take charge of all their opportunities. Everything they have right now, if you remember in yesterday's game, they were able to get mostly all of their runs after the seventh inning. And here we are again, bottom of the seventh, down by two runs. Runner on first, that's Rodriguez. Spahn's up to bat. Pitch inside to Spahn, ball two. The count to Harrison Spahn. Spahn looking for another hit. He had a base hit his last time up. Next pitch to Spahn, called a strike. So the count's 2-1 to Harrison Spahn. Here comes the 2-1 to Spahn. Rodriguez on first. Upstairs and away, ball three. So some deja vu. Yesterday the Hammerheads were down, but they weren't out. They took a bunch of bites out of these Cardinals and ultimately won the game. It happened, though, towards the end of the game. And here we are now with three innings left. Spahn walks, and now we have runners on first and second. So Rodriguez on second, Spahn on first. Up next is Andrew Fernandez. Fernandez looking for his first hit of the evening. He has a .222 average, one RBI, no home runs. Fernandez from Hialeah, Florida. The 24-year-old picked up as a free agent this year. Here comes the first pitch to Fernandez. Pops this one all the way up in the air. It should be an easy out, number one. Moquette right there for the grab. So Fernandez is retired. That's going to bring up Prater next. Sam Prater up next. He's playing designated hitter. Bottom of the lineup. Batting ninth. This is why we play the game. Runners on first and second. Hammerheads trying to take a bite. Down 2-0. They lead in the hits category. Six hits compared to the Palm Beach Cardinals, three. Here we go. Chris Garrard, the new pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals. This one outside and away, ball one. Garrard from Ridgewood, New Jersey, picked in the 12th round of the 2021 draft. Rodriguez on second, Spahn on first. Next pitch to Brader, ball one. Here comes the 1-1. Bottom of the seventh inning. Outside, count goes 2-1. The last thing Garrard wants to do in relief is load the bases. That's not on the agenda. Here comes the pitch. He dribbles this one. It's going to be foul, though. Might have hit it off himself as he's limping. Prater walking off the box. Had a... So here we go, folks. Prater gets back in the box. He seems to be okay. Runners on first and second now. One out here, bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Garrard. Makes contact, but foul. Now it's going to remain 2-2. What a great game it's been so far on this Saturday night. Hammerheads trying to bite into this 2-0 deficit. Garrard against Prater. Runners on first and second. Prater pops this one all the way up. Charging in center by the warning track is Rotundo. The runners are going to tag, so they're going to move along. Now going to second and third. So Prater popping that one up. Rodriguez goes to third. Spahn goes to second. And what an opportunity here in the bottom of the seventh. Ian Lewis from the Bahamas with all the talent and potential in the world. A golden opportunity to cut into this lead. Here we go. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Garrard has a 0 ERA, 9 strikeouts in 11 innings. McCants due up next if we get there. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball inside. Count goes 1-1. Hammerheads trying to get their 19th win. The winner of this game takes sole possession. First place in the Florida State League East. Here comes the 1-1, the Lewis. Outside, ball two. McCants due up next. He's 1-for-3 on the evening. Lewis looking for his first hit. Runners on second and third. Bottom of the seventh. Cardinals 2, Hammerheads nothing. A big swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chris Garrard on the mound. Lewis in the box. Rodriguez on third. Spahn on second. And Lewis strikes out. What a pitch by Garrard getting out of that inning. And we head to the top of the eighth. Cardinals still on top, 2-0. Saturday Night Baseball, our Mother's Day extravaganza. What a weekend it is. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back, folks, after this commercial break.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.
We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
One of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, everybody. Chris Rotundo leading things off for your Palm Beach Cardinals. The Cardinals going to try to get some insurance. And I'm not talking car insurance. They're only up 2-0. And they know after yesterday's game, you cannot count these Hammerheads out. Count goes 1-1 to Rotundo. Brady Encarnacion, who's been stellar. in relief for the Hammerheads all season long. A 1.23 ERA, 18 strikeouts through 14 innings of work. Up in the count against Rotundo. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2. And just misses the outside corner. Here comes the 2-2 to Rotundo. And he gets him. Nasty breaking ball by Encarnacion. 89 miles per hour. And a quick out number one. Alex Artesena up next with nobody on, one out. Counts 1-0 to Artesena. So the call was challenged, and it's called a strike now. So the count's 0-1 to Artesena. And Artesena makes contact. Nice grab by Encarnacion on the mound, and that's out number two. What a heads-up baseball play by Brady Encarnacion. Mitt to the ball and right over to the first baseman, Rodriguez. A quick two outs. Top of the eighth inning, that's going to bring up Florida State League Player of the Week, Michael Curiali. Count 1-0 to Curiali. And fastball just missing the corner of the plate there. And here comes the 2-0. Breaking ball just gets the inside corner of the plate. Counts 2-1. 2-1 the count with two outs. Outside. Ball 3. 3-1 goes the count. Here comes the 3-1. Called strike. Count goes full to Curiali. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Encarnacion trying to bring the Hammerheads to the bottom of the eighth. The opportunities are slipping away for Jupiter. Both teams looking for their 19th win of the season. And Curiali makes contact right to the shortstop. Should be a routine play, and it is. Spawn to Rodriguez, out number three. Cardinals hanging on to a 2-0 lead as we approach the bottom of the eighth inning. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Rachel Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at rachelranch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9859.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you could do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So much for that day off for R.J. Yeager. He comes into the game playing first. So R.J. Yeager on first. Chris Garrard still on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. McCants leading things off here in the bottom of the eighth. Like I told you, opportunities starting to slip away for the Hammerheads. They were able to climb into this game yesterday, Friday night. Ultimately take the lead and win the game. So both teams coming into this game with 18 wins. Winner gets sole possession of first. Obviously the last game of the series, wrapping things up tomorrow. 2-2 to count to McCants. McCants makes contact. Right over to get to it is Moquette. Nice throw to Yeager. Out number one. So we also got a change at second, Hernandez. So Yeager and Hernandez now in the infield. Sanoa up next for the Hammerheads. First pitch to Sanoa, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Sanoa. Breaking ball. Catches the inside corner of the plate. Count goes 1-1. One count to Sanoa. And breaking ball catches the plate. Count goes 1-2. One-two count with one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Chris Garrard on the mound. Sanoa in the box, fouls this one. Count stays 1-2. Here comes the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and Garrard gets Sanoa swinging. A quick two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. That's going to bring up Jorge Caballero up with nobody on. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals on top, 2-0. First pitch to Caballero, ball one. And the next pitch to Caballero, ball two. Count 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Caballero. Count goes 1-1. A wild night out Saturday, May 27th. Gates opening at 3, first pitch at 4 p.m. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from the Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. That's right, Saturday, May 27th, a wild night out here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Come catch the Tampa Tarpons and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Count 2-1 to Caballero, that's strike two. Count goes even to Jorge Caballero with two outs, bottom of the eighth, nobody on base. Garrard has not allowed a run yet all season. 11 strikeouts, 12 innings of work. Caballero makes contact, but it goes foul. Roberts on deck. Here comes the 2-2 to Caballero. Outside. And he's going to be walked. The scoreboard said two balls, but we all make mistakes. It's okay. Brett Roberts up next. He's looking for his first hit of the evening. On deck is Rodriguez, who's 2-for-2. They would love to get Rodriguez on. He's had a hot bat. First pitch to Roberts inside, ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Roberts. Inside, ball two. And we're going to have a quick meeting on the mound. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals' bullpen. So you got to believe that coach has all the faith in the world when it comes to Chris Girard, and why wouldn't he? He hasn't allowed a run yet all season in relief. How impressive. So here we go. Robert stepping back into the box. Runner on first. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. Cardinals hanging on to a 2-0 lead. This one just misses the plate. Count goes 3-0 to Roberts. Somebody's starting to warm up now in the Cardinals' bullpen. Here comes the 3-0. And this one is called the strike. Count goes to 3-1. And the next pitch down Broadway, count goes full. A lot of fireworks yesterday towards the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Hammerheads looking for a little bit more of that down 2 here in the bottom of the 8th. Runner was going, but it's fouled. So here we go, 3 balls, 2 strikes, bottom of the 8th inning, runner on first, Cardinals on top, 2-0, runner goes, and he gets him. Corner of the plate, it's going to be challenged, and he's out of there. Girard with a big-time strikeout, getting us rocking and rolling to the top of the 9th inning. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 2-0 lead. Walter works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network. Live on MILB.com, and we'll be back for the top of the 9th inning, but we're going to do it after this commercial break. And welcome back to the show. Top of the 9th inning here. Cardinals on top, 2-0. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard. Why not see what's going on in the Florida State League? Fort Myers Mighty Muscles on top of the Tampa Tarpons, 4-0. That game in the top of the 7th. Clearwater on top of the Blue Jays, 5-2. That game in the bottom of the 7th. The Marauders and the Flying Tigers all tied up in the bottom of the 2nd. And the Tortugas all over the St. Lucie Mets. The Mets just have not been able to get on any runs this season, the positive runs. They're trailing the Tortugas 7-3 in the top of the 5th. Kyle Krieger on the mound for the Hammerheads. Leonardo Bernal up next. 0-2 the count to Bernal. Here comes the pitch. And Bernal makes contact over to the shortstop. Nice grab there. And not able to scoop it up. is the first baseman, Rodriguez. Spahn with a nice pickup there at short. Threw it over to Rodriguez in the dirt. The Hammerheads have just had problems all game long with that type of routine play. It's their second error of the evening. And the Cardinals now have somebody on first here in the top of the ninth inning. And Hernandez is going to bunt. A nicely placed bunt. Krieger gets to it. And Rodriguez picks that one up cleanly. So that's out number one. So Joshua Baez up next, looking for his first hit. Baez with a 203 average, one home run, 12 RBIs. Runner on second. Big swing and a miss by Baez. Here comes the 0-1 to Baez. And this breaking ball catches the inside corner of the plate. Count goes to 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 to Baez. A big swing and a miss. 88 mile per hour fastball. Krieger retires Baez. So two outs here in the top of the ninth inning. Lisandro Espinoza up next. A good baseball game tonight, Saturday night, Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. And we got Hammy wearing golden pants today. I've never seen a shark with golden pants, a gold chain, and a gold hat. I'm a little bit jealous. If sharks can do that and can pull that off, why can't I? 1-0 the count to Espinoza. Pops this one all the way up. Should be an easy play for the center fielder, and Sanoa gets to it. Last chance opportunity for the hometown Hammerheads, facing their roommates at the Dean all week long. We're wrapping it up. Fifth game of the series today. Sixth and final game tomorrow. Cardinals hanging on to a 2-0 lead. Walter Works with you live on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network on MILB.com. And we'll be back for the bottom of the ninth. Last licks, last opportunities for the Hammerheads after this commercial break.
Michelle Ranch offers a unique barn venue for you to host your next event. Whether it be a wedding, baby shower, birthday party, or corporate event, you will truly have a magical experience as you celebrate in our indoor-outdoor air-conditioned barn. Yes, air-conditioned. Rachel Ranch's barn is decorated with vintage rustic decor, a magnificent chandelier, and themed stall. It's a true working barn. Rachel Ranch has its paddock filled with award-winning horses and many farm animals, which you can enjoy throughout your visit. Look us up at RachelRanch.com. Ask for Michelle at 561-239-9.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Bottom of the ninth inning. Hammerheads, it's either now or never. And if you remember yesterday's game, it was now. The time was now. They were able to ultimately take the lead and win the game, even though they were down. Here they face a two-run deficit. Christian Rodriguez up to bat, facing Roy Garcia. Garcia looking to close this game out. He has a 2.51 ERA, 18 strikeouts, and 14 innings of work. Garcia, a high fastball, clocking in at 95 miles per hour. 2-1 the count to Rodriguez. Both teams trying to pick up their 19th win of the season. They have an identical record of 8-13. The winner of this game will take sole possession of first in the Florida State League East. Here comes the 3-1 pitch to Rodriguez. And this one downstairs, Rodriguez is going to take a free ride to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo, choo, choo. So an instant threat on the bags with the speed of Rodriguez. Harrison Spahn up next. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. Cardinals trying to hang on to a 2-0 lead. Hammerheads are lurking. Hammerheads are swimming, trying to take a bite out of these Cardinals. Here we go. Bottom of the ninth, Garcia against Spahn. And Spahn, a big swing and a miss. Counts 1-1 to Spahn. They're going to reset the scoreboard because that's looking a little funky to me. Counts 1-2 to Spahn. Rodriguez on first. Here we go. And a big hack makes contact, but it goes foul. Count remains 1-2. Spahn had a hit early on in the game, facing a 1-2 count with Rodriguez on first. And good eye there by Spahn. Count goes even, 2-2. A 2-2 count here in the bottom of the ninth. Nobody out. Rodriguez on first. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate. A nasty pitch by Roy Garcia. A strikeout. And that's out number one. So Andrew Fernandez is up next. Bottom of the lineup here. Trying to make it happen. First pitch to Fernandez, ball one. Fernandez comes into this game now with a 200 average, no home runs, one RBI. He's playing catcher for the Hammerheads today. Here comes the 1-0 to Fernandez. Outside, ball two. Going to have a quick meeting on the mound. Lenara is coming out to talk some strategy with Roy Garcia. Garcia two outs away from closing this game out, recording the save. And what a save it would be. It would give the Cardinals their 19th win of the season. These two teams battling it out for the top spot in the Florida State League East. Counts 2-0 to Fernandez. Garcia approaching his 14th pitch in relief. Here we go. And making contact is Fernandez, but it goes foul. Count goes 2-1. Last chance opportunity for the Hammerheads. Trying to win their second game of the row. Stealing yesterday's game. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside, count goes 3-1. Good eye by Andrew Fernandez. One out. Rodriguez on first. Garcia on the mound. Fernandez in the box. Here comes the 3-1. Inside, and Fernandez gets on first. A free ride on the Base on Balls Express train. Choo, choo, choo. And Sam Prater's up next. with runners on first and second, one out, bottom of the ninth, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound. Coach going to try to calm Garcia down, maybe talk some strategy, but it's all about the composure right now. How you act and how you react on the mound here in the bottom of the ninth is everything. The whole infield is in. Everybody with coach talking to Garcia, trying to bring this game home. Everybody now going back to their positions. Home plate ump, Gabe Vargas breaking everybody apart. Resuming this game. So here we go. One out. Rodriguez on first. Rodriguez on second. Spahn on first. Prater in the box. Ball one to Prater. Prater hasn't gotten a hit all season. Finally getting repetitions in. Here comes the pitch outside. What a game here. Saturday Night Baseball. You gotta love it. 2-0 to count to Prater. Here we go. Ooh, what a grab by Garcia. A double play at second. And what a defensive effort by the Palm Beach Cardinals. What an ending to the game. A laser line drive to Garcia right into his mitt. A defensive masterpiece. A double play. That's all she wrote. Cardinals win 2-0, getting their 19th win of the season. Now 19-13 in sole possession of first place in the Florida State League East. Walter works with you on the call. The Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network live on MILB.com. And today we celebrated all the mothers out there. That's right, our Mother's Day weekend extravaganza. Take me out to the vineyard. Oh, yeah. How do you like that? And what a night it was. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. The Cardinals win 2-0 on three hits, no errors. Hammerheads couldn't get anybody across home. They get shut out on six hits and two errors. What a win for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now 19-13. Oh, yes. Walter Wirtz with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network saying adios, amigos. First pitch tomorrow, the final game of this series slated for 12 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be with you on the call. That's right. Tomorrow, first pitch, 12 p.m. for the final game of the series. Hammerheads are going to try to even this series and try to split it, trying to get their 19th win tomorrow. But today, the Cardinals get to 19. Now 19-13 on this young year. Walter Works with you on the Jupiter Hammerheads Baseball Radio Network, live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida, saying adios, amigos.